This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. We'll track down another former great as we look back on 50 seasons of WHL hockey. Ryan Trotche will be our guest in moments. The league has unveiled five more players in the top 50 of all-time countdown. We'll share number 45 through number 41. Prince Albert Raiders retiring Dave Manson's old number 4 this weekend. We'll have more on that. Branded Wheat King D-man Ivan Provorov, he's on fire. He's the WHL and CHL Player of the Week. He'll be our guest. First up, Swift Current Bronco Hall of Famer and six-time Stanley Cup winner Brian Trotche took part in Scotiabank's Hockey Day in Canada celebrations. He played in the league from 1972 to 1975. He calls it three seasons of life lessons.
Well, it was such a special time and a stepping stone in my career. So, like, the bonds, apprenticeship, I think, is important. I grew 2.5 inches and put on 25 pounds in those 2.5 years and gained some valuable leadership experiences. I had some great coaching with Stan Dunn and Earl Ingerfield. So mentoring, I got some great mentoring. I made great friendships with Tiger Williams and Terry Ruskowski, you know, two NHL alumni and Swift Current alumni. And then, you know, obviously Darcy Vergeer and Lethbridge and Brian Sutter. I mean, you just make really good bonds and you need those kinds of players along the way to be able to springboard you. You know, the fans were great because we're just a bunch of kids making a bunch of mistakes and they're rooting it hard for us and cheering us on. When you reflect and you say to yourself, you know, wow, I can almost remember it was yesterday, but it was like, God, it's close to 40 years ago when I think about it. A 50-year celebration is something to be excited to be a part about. I think they're doing a wonderful job. WHL is gaining some great exposure from it and well-deserved. They're helping a lot of great players and something that they can be very proud of. The towns, cities can be very proud of. The fans can be very proud of.
We've talked about this before, the fact that, you know, you come from small town Saskatchewan, Val Marie, from a very tight-knit family. At 16, you left home to join the Swift Current Broncos. And I know you really went through so much in just growing up and learning how to become the man you are based on your time in the WHL. Let's look back on that.
Well, you know, it's all the kids. Every kid who goes, whatever path they take, you know, it's not easy. It's a tough road. And I think family is important. I think you know, the opportunity to move up and go into other communities and test yourself in, you know, the big city of Swift Current, I think is all growth. You're maturing. You're nervous. You're shy. Whatever challenges you have. I was small on top of it, so I was naturally scared. But I always say to myself, "I wanted to play. I wanted to play. I was. That was my dream." And you know, the encouragement, the support, and obviously the financial. We had no money, and you know, a little town. We did fundraisers and all kinds of things to try to get equipment and try to get to tournaments and all whatever. And they all supported us, and you know. That's fun to look back, and it's fun to reminisce with people. It's fun to reminisce with people from my hometown. And when I go to Regina or I go to Saskatoon, you know, they embrace me as one of their own just because I'm from Saskatchewan. And you never forget your roots, ever, ever, you know. And it's always fun to go home. It's always fun to reflect and be a part of something that's exciting.
Brian, you know, when we look back at 50 seasons of WHL hockey, we'd be remiss not to talk about you with your time in the league, 1972 to 1975, a proud Hall of Fame member of the Swift Current Broncos, and great to touch base with you, and thanks for sharing your stories here on WHL This Week.
Oh, man, it was a pleasure. And you know what's really funny? I'll tell you another quick story. My mom was hilarious. She passed away a couple years ago, but she was chuckling because, like, you know, from the Saskatchewan Hall of Fame to the Swift Current Bronco Hall of Fame, to the Saskatchewan Hockey Hall of Fame, to the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto. She says, "Brian, there better not be any more Hockey Hall of Fames for you. I'm running out of stuff to give these people." She shared that with Mom, and the joy that was in her eyes. I hope every kid has that experience to accomplish something and see the joy that a parent's eyes can have. And that, to me, is special beyond special. You know, she took my puck that I scored, the very first puck, the very first goal I scored. She kept that puck on the kitchen mantle, and to me, that was, I was 8 years old, and I scored that goal, and every time I went home, there was that big Viceroy hockey puck staring at me. I'm like, oh, what, why do you keep it? He goes, I don't know. I just put it there, and I ain't moving it. That's my mom. So it's a pleasure sharing some stories. If you need anything else, just give a call.
All right. Well, cheers to hockey family and hockey moms, Brian. We appreciate you here on WHL This Week.
Well, we'll talk to you again. Thanks.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
The WHL has unveiled more players in the top 50 of all time, as selected by a panel of historians and you, the fans. At number 45, Pavel Brendl of the Calgary Hitmen. Brendl, regarded as one of the best imports ever to play in the WHL, was a member of the Calgary Hitmen from 1998 to 2001. He made quite an impression his first season in the league. He was selected as both the CHL and WHL Rookie of the Year, scoring 73 goals for 134 points in 68 games. He was the league's top scorer and also helped the Hitmen to their first ever WHL championship. At number 44, Brent Sutter, a Lethbridge Bronco from 1980 to 82. The Islanders selected Brent Sutter in the first round of the 1980 NHL draft after a big season with the AJHL's Red Deer Rustlers. In 1980-81, Sutter notched 108 points in 68 games. The following campaign, Sutter only played 34 contests with the Broncos, but still racked up 80 points in that span. He was called up by the Islanders and would never return. At number 43, Sam Reinhart of the Kootenay Ice. Reinhart, the youngest of three brothers, was a member of the Kootenay Ice for four full seasons from 2011 to 2015. During his draft year in 2013-14, Reinhart earned the Four Broncos Memorial Trophy as WHL Player of the Year, as well as CHL and WHL Sportsman of the Year awards. At the end of his career, Reinhart registered 319 points in 250 regular season games. He is the Ice franchise record holder for most assists and points in a career. At number 42, goaltender John Davidson of the Calgary Centennials from 1971 to 73. Davidson was a member of the Centennials for two full seasons. During his rookie year, Davidson earned Most Valuable Player and Goaltender of the Year awards. He was instrumental in the success of the Centennials, backstopping Calgary to a first-place finish in the regular season standings. He posted a league-best 2.37 goals against average and a .918 save percentage in 66 appearances. And at number 41, Marian Hossa of the Portland Winterhawks. Hossa would play just one season in the league, 1997 to 1998. What a year it was. He was the WHL's Rookie of the Year, putting up 85 points in 53 games. He would lead Portland to a WHL championship, scoring 19 points in 16 playoff games. He would then help Portland hoist the Memorial Cup. He was selected as a tournament all-star after contributing 5 goals and 4 assists.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschenauth Cup, this is the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
Dave Manson will see his number 4 head to the rafters in Prince Albert. The former Raider from 1983 to 1986 was a key piece of the team's 1985 Memorial Cup title. During the end of his NHL career, Manson damaged his larynx, causing him to lose most of his voice, and Drew Wilson sat down with the rugged defenseman.
You've known for some time that this was going to be happening, but now that it's about to happen, how are you feeling?
Well, a little nervous. I'm not much of a speaker, but, very honored and very very humble at the same time. You play the game to have fun, and never do you think that maybe you make the kind of impact that for people to taunt you in such a way, but I'm very grateful for my time with the Raiders and very honored.
Of course, you won the Memorial Cup with that storied 1985 team, but leading up to that, what are some of your fond memories of being a Prince Albert Raider?
Oh, I just, the little barbs in the dressing room and, the bag skates with Simso, that bonded team, and then the wins along the way, the slow progression, or the quick progression, I guess, from, an expansion team to Memorial Cup champions, and the work that it took, the amount of players that came and went to find the right mix, and the night-to-night struggles that we had sometimes that led to our successes.
Dave, thanks so much for this, and congratulations again.
Thank you very much, Drew.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Branded Wheat Kings D-man and NHL first-round pick Ivan Provorov is on a roll, named both WHL and CHL Player of the Week after putting up 9 points in 3 games. Voice of the Wheat Kings, Bruce Lubke, has more.
Well, you've been on an absolute tear since you've come back from the World Junior Hockey Championship. Hasn't been a matter, do you think, of maintaining that high level of play that you had to have in an event like that to bring it back here to the Western Hockey League?
I mean, I think I've been playing the same way. I think a little better after World Juniors just by playing at the higher level and just bringing my game from there and trying to dominate there and then bringing my game from there here. And I think we've just turned better, playing better as a team, so that helps too.
Do you think here over the past, I guess it's been about a month since you've come back from the World Juniors, do you think this is some of the best hockey you've played as a member of the Brandon Wheat Kings?
I think so. I mean, I go out there every game and try to do my best and give everything that I had. And some games you do better than the others. And if you get the streak going like that, you just try to keep it going.
Point production has been something else for you as well here lately, Ivan. And I think a big part of that has been the success that this team has had overall on the power play in the last month or so. What's it been about the power play that has allowed you to have kind of the success that you had here over the last dozen games or so?
Yeah, I mean, we got good players on the power play. We're just trying to move the puck and get shots and get the players running around on the other team. And if we have seams or plays, we make plays. And yeah.
19 games to go in the regular season right now. You're right there as a team in contention for first place in the conference, first overall. Almost a similar situation to where you were a year ago as a team. How excited are you for the stretch run here to try and maybe finish first overall for the second straight year?
Yeah, the second half is more exciting. I guess it's close to playoffs, and teams are playing better. The other team's getting better. We are getting better, and it'll be a fun stretch. Hopefully we can win a bunch of games in a row.
Hey, and that's the show. Thanks to our guests, as well as Drew Wilson and Prince Albert, and Bruce Lubke in Brandon for their help. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.